Well, YouTube is wiping all vaccine misinformation and conspiracy theories from its popular video sharing platform. The move comes as YouTube and other tech giants like Facebook and Twitter have been criticised for not doing enough to stop the spread of false health information on their sites. Matt Bevan has been taking a look at this. A very good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning to you, Hamish. Yeah, look, this ban covers not only COVID-19 vaccines, but any vaccine that has been approved by US and world health authorities. This is in response to consistent criticism from medical professionals and political leaders, including US President Joe Biden.
On COVID misinformation, what's your message to platforms like Facebook?
They're killing people. I mean, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated, and they're killing people.
The weird thing about this problem, vaccine hesitancy and anti-vaccine views, is it's not coming from the usual sources of conspiracy theories. For example, former US President Donald Trump, who has rarely come across a conspiracy theory he doesn't want to catch on to and spread, has been encouraging his supporters at his rallies recently to get vaccinated.
I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. You got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms, but I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know.
As you can hear, though, his supporters aren't super happy about the idea of taking vaccines. Part of that is possibly due to some confusing vaccine messaging from Trump-supporting hosts on Fox News. But while that may account for high vaccine hesitancy among Republicans in the US, it doesn't account for it around the rest of the world, and there is vaccine hesitancy extant everywhere, including here in Australia. What does account for that widespread opinion around the world is social media, which is everywhere. Vaccine disinformation spreads far and wide on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. But one of the extraordinary things about this disinformation is that not all that many people are spreading it. Back in March, the Centre for Countering Digital Hate, a British NGO, published a report saying that around two-thirds of anti-vaccine content on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram comes from just 12 people. Two-thirds of it from 12 people, who they call the disinformation dozen. Unless you're an anti-vaxxer or a digital researcher, you probably haven't heard of 11 of these 12, but you've probably heard of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., nephew of the late US President John F. Kennedy. He has hugely popular accounts on all social media channels where he posts anti-vaccine, pro-environmental content. He has been an anti-vaxxer for many, many, many years, well before the COVID crisis began. On top of his own content, putting out on his own channels, he's a regular guest on other YouTube channels and podcasts.
The thing that people have to understand is that the four companies that make all 72 of those vaccines, which is Pfizer,
Pfizer's killing
Merck,
Glaxo, Merck, and Sanofi, all of those companies are convicted felons.
That voice saying Pfizer's killing everybody is boxer Mike Tyson, by the way, Hamish. That audio was from an 85-minute interview with RFK Jr. on Mike Tyson's YouTube channel and podcast called Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson, which, of course, led to hundreds of thousands of people being exposed to the views of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who didn't necessarily follow him already on his own channels. The reason it's so dangerous is because of the way social media works. You watch one anti-vax video, either out of curiosity or by accident, and the algorithm will start serving you up more anti-vax videos. At the moment, after I watched an analysis of a crash at the Formula One race a couple of weeks ago, YouTube has decided that I want to watch Formula One videos all the time. I don't want to watch anything else. So my feed is full of Formula One. For others, it's anti-vax content. The rabbit hole is deep. Some people, like this woman who spoke to the BBC about her journey into the anti-vax world, are led into it by natural scepticism.
There were hundreds of YouTube videos, Facebook videos, memes, articles, clips that would catch your attention in the newsfeed. I started to realise I needed to be more critical of myself, critical of the things I was reading and the things that I was watching. Where did they come from? Who was making them? Why were they making them? So, for example, if there was some grand conspiracy at play here, how many people would need to be involved in that theory all the way from the top down. What are the odds of nobody saying anything?
That woman, whose name is Helen, got into and out of anti-vax content because of scepticism, but many people get in and never come back out. Now, so much anti-vax content being attributed to just 12 people should make things easy for the social media companies. They could just shut down those 12 accounts and be two-thirds of the way to solving the problem. Facebook started shutting them down at the beginning of this year, and YouTube started at the end of last year. But Wall Street Journal reporter Sam Schechner says the problem just moved for Facebook from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Co.'s Facebook pages to the comment sections of official public health channels.
Earlier this year, there were internal researchers who found that, according to their initial testing, that roughly 41% of comments on English language posts about vaccines were vaccine hesitant, which means that, according to Facebook, they risked discouraging vaccinations. And we're not talking just small numbers here. I mean, overall, comments on English language posts about vaccines were viewed 775 million times a day at the time this memo was written.
Facebook responded by trying to crack down on people who spend all day posting anti-vax stuff on Facebook.
Put a rate limit on the number of times per hour that anybody could comment on a post from a public health authority or somebody who is deemed authoritative by the algorithm. And so they reduced that from 300 comments per hour to 13 comments per hour.
And according to Facebook, it's working.
I said that data that they have gathered shows that for people in the US on Facebook, that vaccine hesitancy declined by about 50% since January.
And now YouTube has responded by banning all anti-vax content, not just related to COVID-19 vaccines, but childhood vaccines, everything. They're banning it all. They're going to get rid of it. But the interesting thing is, at the moment, Hamish, in Australia, we're really running an experiment on how low anti-vax sentiment and vaccine hesitancy is, and we're finding that it's lower than most people expected. The ACT is expected to reach 90% first dose coverage of a COVID-19 vaccine tomorrow. Or today even, and New South Wales by next week, which is an incredible achievement and shows that, look, maybe the efforts of the social media companies might be working.
Matt, I hate to think what content you're going to be suggested by the algorithms over the next few days after digging all of that up.
It was a really, it's a sacrifice that I have had to make, and I hope you are appreciative of what's going to happen to me.
Switch it off. Switch it off, Matthew, for a few days. Exactly. Thank you.